Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Anna and Raven's Female Founders, highlighting women who've built their own businesses from the ground up.
Female Founders is all about highlighting women that are really paving the way. Cindy Bigelow is third generation president and CEO of Bigelow Tea. We got to talk about the OG, your grandmother. So Ruth Campbell Bigelow started this company many decades ago. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. She did start the business 80 years ago in her kitchen.
Now, I think everybody knows what Bigelow Tea is, you know, obviously.
I would think so.
But she started with one type of tea, right?
That's right. She started with Constant Comment, an old colonial recipe that she'd heard about, didn't even have. She worked in her kitchen with a woman, Mrs. Neely. They played around with it. And then my grandmother took it really seriously and she gave it to a group of women. They tried it and said it was a source of Constant Comment. That's how it got its name. And 80 years later, here we are.
There's a big difference between a family business and a corporate business. And in a way, you've had to marry both of those together as the company has grown so much over the decades. What do you think has been the biggest challenge of that?
I look at it as two reins in my hand. And one rein is loyalty and community and culture. And the other rein is drive and innovation and remaining relevant. And sometimes they go together and sometimes they fight each other. And it's really just figuring out which rein you need to pull a little bit more on or let go of to continue to drive the organization forward, but keep that sense of family community, which is what makes Bigelow, Bigelow.
You know, it's interesting to hear that perspective and that metaphor for it, because a lot of times, you know, when we think about business, right, and we think about becoming successful, we're thinking about pushing forward, pushing ahead, right, driving forward, kind of that white knuckle approach. And what I'm hearing is like you said, sometimes you have to pull on one, sometimes you have to pull on the other, but it's almost like I'm picturing you holding on loosely at times as well, too.
Yeah.
And I think that that's important, is to allow people to breathe and thrive and watch how conditions kind of develop.
You have to challenge yourself constantly on ensuring that your drive doesn't run over people.
Highlighting our country's female founders, Cindy Bigelow, third generation president and CEO of Bigelow Tea. Being in a family business, is this what you always wanted to do? Was this your plan? Because I come from a family business family and none of us want it.
I have to say, I am blessed to get to talk to a lot of young people in different school settings, et cetera. And I always say, you don't have to know what you want to do. It takes time to let it unfold and for passion. But for me, I did. I was very blessed. At 16, I knew I wanted to run Bigelow Tea.
What do you think has been like a challenge as a woman in a powerful position like yours?
Well, I think recognizing, first of all, whether male or female, it is a very powerful position and you have to be very careful with that. Like one statement, one request, it makes things happen. So you have to be very careful what you say and how you say it. And you're not perfect every day. I don't even try to be perfect every day. And I share that with my team.
And what advice would you have for a woman that's, you know, she wants to make the jump, she wants to start her own company?
Well, it's
more daunting.
It's very difficult. I would never, you know, my grandmother was an entrepreneur. I'm not. I run a corporation. Have we been able to take it significantly to a nicer, warmer, higher place? Yes. Okay. That's a blessing. I see for any woman that's trying to start a business, first of all, God bless you, and I want you to try. So what did my grandmother do is all I can say. She didn't take no for an answer. But I also say it's getting people on board. The more people you can get on board to really support and make it happen versus dragging them, it makes a huge difference too, because the more power you can get behind that mission, the better chance of success.
Cindy Bigelow from Bigelow Tea. You can get all the information about Cindy and her incredible family at BigelowTea.com and find Bigelow Tea everywhere in the world. So, Cindy, thank you so much. It's an honor to have you in the studio.
Well, thank you both again. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And I so appreciate you letting me have an opportunity to chat.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a not knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.